Channel 4 posted a picture of a billboard seen in Nashville that has the Cracker Barrel logo, you know, font, and it says, fire the CEO.
Ooh.
Like, come on, that's all over with.
Yeah, that was like a week
unless,
and a half
unless you
ago.
Forgot to put it up until now. That national nightmare is over. Go on to something else.
Like you said, it was 10 outrages ago.
I know.
We've moved on.
There is a apple orchard in Middle Tennessee where you can't touch the apples.
Yeah, and you don't really know that until you get there.
And
you
try to pick an apple and they yell at you?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, apparently the trees are too young for inexperienced people to pick the apples. And so they say, leave it to the professionals.
Well, why do they open it to the public then if they don't want you to go in there and pick apples?
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Also, don't call it an apple orchard then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, an apple showroom.
Maybe. Yeah. So it's basically just another mural in Nashville that you can go take a picture in front of.
So it's right. Apples for Instagram.
Yeah.
No touching the apples. Is it called the Garden of Eden?
Apple. Right. Even though there's a snake on every tree asking you to eat one.
Yeah, they're really setting their standard high.
This isn't that apple orchard in Mount Juliet, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, is it?
And like I said, so there's no real branding around it being hey, you can come, but you can't touch.
We had a horrible experience at that place.
Did you?
Yes. They hate children. It's is apple picking? But you go out with the kids and you pick apples and you have some fun.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Jim and I both took our families out there. And there was
don't let your children anywhere near the trees. Don't let them pick apples on the ground.
Everything was just a angry old man on his porch. Get off of my lawn.
Oh my
how are you making this an inviting fall destination?
Well, don't worry. Apparently, you can start picking them in 2027.
Oh, so we just have to wait 2 years.
Yeah, okay. But what good does that do me right now? I want an apple.
I want an apple now.
I want a fresh apple.
Why not just go stand in my yard and then tell ChatGPT to change the background to an apple orchard?
That's true, yeah.
I get the same effect. I get my Instagram picture and I don't have to talk to the snappy, angry orchard people.
It just cracked me up. Literally, as soon as I heard that, I was like, hold on. So this is just a backdrop then for you
pretty
to
much.
Go get your social media picture or TikTok filming done to look like you did something, but you really didn't.
The future is now.
Yeah, robo-taxis, the driverless Waymo vehicles are starting service in 2026 in Nashville.
Mm.
So the white cars with the radar on top and all the cameras.
All kinds of antennas on it, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be taking people around just like an Uber would, but with no driver.
Mm.
They've been kind of scouting the area. They've been scanning our roads and scanning our driving habits.
Great.
As good as those are.
Yes.
And they're getting ready to go next year.
Yeah, so we had a little discussion in the studio. Would we take one of those or not?
Yeah.
If you have a choice, Uber driver or robo-taxi with no driver, which do you choose? Woody.
I admit I think I would trust the computer car more than I would the Uber driver.
Yeah.
So you'd pick the robo-taxi.
Yeah. The only thing I would worry about is, humans interacting with the driverless car because, humans are unpredictable.
Like how?
Yeah.
Making sudden moves around it or something like that.
The drivers around them doing weird things.
Yeah, because, we're crazy.
Yeah.
Gina, do you choose a driver or no driver?
I don't know. I'm not sold yet on the driverless cars. I think I would let my friends try them out first and let me know.
I would probably wait until
let
somebody
them be guinea
else.
Pigs?
Yeah, but I also I don't know. The last couple Uber drivers I've had have been nice, but I haven't had the best experiences, so I would love to not have to talk or smell. Sometimes Uber
smell
cars
is
are
smell,
very strong, and I have a very sensitive nose.
Very powerful sense.
Yes. Oh man! And even though I have a short drive to the airport to my house, I get very sick. So I don't know. I'm not sold completely on it yet.
Mm. I would go with the robot taxi.
Yeah,
I would trust a computer that has been training and doing this for years in other cities, and they don't get distracted. And there's also a much better chance that I won't hear about their singing songwriting career.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, especially in Nashville.
Maybe
yeah.
their screenplay idea. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of lonely people that become Uber drivers.
Yes.
Probably.
Just because they get to talk to somebody.
I'd like to tell you my life story.
Yeah. And you don't have to tip. You know,
that's yeah. true.
But
is it going to be a price difference? I mean, is the Waymo going to cost way more money?
Yeah, what's that going to be?
Good question.
Like? And if, have they been scanning like our driving tendencies?
That's what they said.
So that's also concerning too, because we all know Nashville drivers are awful.
Like,
come on. So are they going to be bad too?
Yeah, we want to fit in by being terrible drivers.
So there's a lot of questions I still have.
My girlfriend Melissa waking up early this morning to go to work as she her head is still swimming from an exciting night last night. Ooh. She and a friend went to Bowling Green, Kentucky to see her forever Hall Pass Rick Springfield in concert.
Mr. Jesse's girl.
Anytime he's within like 200 miles, she goes and sees him. It's a thing. She's been a huge fan since she was 14. And she went to the show last night. And I guess she paid extra for the meet and greet, which is really how they make money in concerts now.
Oh, that's
selling merch and the autographed guitars for like $2,000, that kind of stuff like that.
Huge bonus money on top of ticket sales.
So she got to do a meet and greet and have a picture taken with Rick Springfield. And she asked, "Can I kiss you on the cheek?"
Oh.
And apparently, she got to first base with Rick Springfield.
No way.
Really? He said, "Okay." And then she sent me this picture of her face going, "Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Oh my God."
Yes.
You are so supportive. My husband would have been like, "Oh, it's no.
Hilarious. It's hilarious."
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
I know when I come home today and she comes home from work and I kiss my girlfriend, you know, I'll be 1 degree away from kissing Rick Springfield.
That's a great
so
way to look
that's
at it.
Also been my dream.
Right. Maybe she'll be so stirred up with emotion of thinking you're Rick Springfield in your imaginary, you know, scenario that you'll get extra kisses.
That could be it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this may be work to my advantage.
It probably did. Yeah.
But I said, "Hey, say hi to Rick for me," since I saw him like in Kentucky about 3 years ago. He probably remembers.
Yeah. That's all he talks about.
That's all he talks about.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We all know that In-N-Out Burger is coming to Middle Tennessee in the next year or so, and hopefully this is their policy as a company, but this could be a great way to cut back on people cutting in line at drive-thru restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guess they say they notice that somebody will cut in line. Somebody will do that if it's really busy, you know, and they're jerks.
Yeah.
But I guess at In-N-Out, they notice that, and when they pull up and give their order, they take their order like normal. Then they told them to go and pull over and put your blinkers on and sometimes make them wait for 40 minutes or so for their food.
Oh, so, I like that.
Way to stick it to them.
I know.
I like
sweet
that.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Cheaters never win.
Hopefully they'll teach people manners.
Good news for many of our friends in the listening audience who work long hours at Amazon. They've announced that they're investing $1 billion into raising wages for everybody.
Nice.
They're average full-time employee could see an increase of $1,600 a year.
Wow.
And they said their healthcare plan is going to be lowered to $5 a week.
Things were so bad on Monday. People are still outraged about it, and B&A has their best spin doctors working on it.
They've come out with their official excuses why it was so bad that people had to wait like 6 to 8 hours and abandon vehicles and walk on the interstate for miles.
A terrible scene.
Actual sound from the other day.
Yeah.
So many people posting about it on social media. Here's what they say are the reasons.
Okay.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
NFL fans departing from the Titans-Rams Sunday matchup.
No.
That was Monday night.
If it was Sunday afternoon in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Because when people were
pouring
out of the stadium after giving up hope. Maybe.
And come on, let's be honest. It was like a quarter full. So
there
weren't that
many. It wasn't a huge draw.
They had a crowd big enough for a high school stadium.
Yeah.
So are we buying that excuse? Okay.
Nope.
Let's see. The other excuse they gave was a lot of people arriving for and departing from conventions downtown.
Which is like all the time.
Yeah.
Every weekend. In fact, there's been, maybe it's been busy, but we haven't had problems when we've hosted the NFL draft with a quarter of a million people.
Right. Or like the Stanley Cup playoffs at the same time.
As the CMA Fest, as Bonnaroo.
All going on at the same time. We've handled that in the past.
Yeah.
Not buying that either.
Sorry.
And they say, this is kind of interesting. Now, I didn't expect this. They said an unprecedented surge in ride-hailing activity, which means Uber and Lyfts. They said there's usually 6,000 vehicles going through that big underground
underground warehouse where they make you go through.
Kind of a nightmare. They said that day there was 14,000 people coming through in ride shares. So it's 2.5 times the normal amount.
Okay. No. Because, like, again, they go to one spot.
I love your whole thing there.
Like, they go to one spot. The whole place was packed.
I know. And what about all the other days where you also can't get through there without...
Yeah.
Like,
bad excuse.
Trying to dodge. I'm not buying
it. Lame.
And they also said there was an accident on Terminal Drive, which is the big loop that goes around.
Right.
But nobody on any media like Reddit has said like they can't find proof.
Yeah, there's
there was
no confirmation that there was an accident.
Right. And when they said that accident did happen, that was like hours after I had already seen people posting about how bad the traffic
piling
was.
Piling up. Yeah. You know what they didn't mention?
Yeah.
Construction. Don't you think that has a...
That does have something to
do with it. That, like, that
that's
thing.
Going on all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be the number one reason.
You would think so,
right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing where I've been stuck for an hour not moving because they're moving construction stuff across the street. And, you know, moving, closing roads and moving... I think they just weren't prepared.
Mm. No.
We are ready to play Gender Wars. Still looking for a new sponsor for Gender Wars. If you or someone you know has a business that would like to sponsor Gender Wars, let us know. Through social media, or if it's just it doesn't have to be a business, just could be somebody.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is brought to you by Steve, who lives down by that place that sells chili in Antioch. It doesn't matter.
Your name here.
Exactly. All right. Our contestants are for the ladies in the audience, Anne in White's Creek, and also we have Andrew in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
To both of you.
Yeah.
Here's a get a coin question. Let's start with you, Anne. What's the best kept secret spot in town?
So I don't know the address, but there is a gas station halfway between White Creek and Springfield. And they have the best fried chicken in town.
Fried chicken at that gas station.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Andrew, what about you? What's the best kept secret spot in town?
I don't know if it's a secret, but Pad Thai Cafe on Church Street is amazing. You got to try the dynamite chicken.
That's in Murfreesboro, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's good. It's really good.
All right,
like
that's
that
good to know.
It is amazing.
Let's get things going. You each have a screw you can use.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice. And basketball, hockey, or golf? What sport features a 24-second shot clock?
Basketball.
Basketball.
That's right.
You got it. Good start.
Yay.
Okay, Andrew, was the original little black dress created by Coco Chanel, Giorgio Armani, or Christian Dior?
Let's go with Armani.
No, Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
We're cuckoo for Coco Chanel.
Exactly. All right, Anne, you can take a big lead here. Your car's tachometer keeps track of your engine's RPMs. What does RPM stand for?
I guess rotation per minute.
Close. Not correct.
Resolutions or revolutions per minute.
Yeah.
What is wrong too?
I am wrong too.
No points, even to the quiz master.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Andrew, the Mamma Mia movies all feature the music of what classic pop group?
Oh, this one's not multiple choice?
No. You only get one of those.
It's probably the Beatles.
It's not. No. It's ABBA.
ABBA.
Oh, I don't
don't know. I might have guessed that one.
Well, you might have.
there's no way I would have got it.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, this is not Netflix. You don't have a 5 seconds back button. You can't go back and answer again.
All right, Ann, you're up 1-0. If you get this right, you're the winner.
Okay, Ann, Bane is an evil villain that causes trouble for what movie superhero?
Yeah, I'm a wife of a comic book nerd, so I'm going to have to say Batman.
Batman is correct.
Way to go.
Nice, Andrew.
Nice job. Congratulations, Ann. We've got tickets for you to go see Bryan Adams. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Sometimes when we hear about somebody being arrested for something outrageous and stupid, we assume it happened in Florida.
Yeah. Right.
But you can't tell the difference so much anymore. People are moving, and some things can happen here in Tennessee, too.
Things are getting stranger every day.
Yeah. Could be Orlando, could be Lewisburg. So we give you a story, and you have to choose, did it happen in Tennessee or Florida? Okay.
Okay.
A 37-year-old man was arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight.
That does sound like torture.
Wait, kidnapped a huge group of people.
Yes, apparently like a bus full of people.
And made them play
Yahtzee.
The dice game.
Like, yeah, for 36 hours straight.
They couldn't overthrow him?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know. He had them tied up, only their, you know, one hand was...
Only
they could use
the cup.
They
could only shake the little cup. Wow.
So there's something you don't hear too often. That could be a plot of a movie.
Yeah, really weird movie. Okay, mass kidnapping and Yahtzee. Is it Florida or is it Tennessee?
All right.
Gina, what are you feeling? What's your inclination here?
I don't want to claim it as Tennessee, but I feel like it's Tennessee.
Think so?
I feel like some in random rural somewhere Tennessee.
Somewhere they have nothing better to do than play Yahtzee and
I'm
kidnap each other.
I'm leaning towards Florida.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking if there was like some kind of criminal Yahtzee ring in the area, I might have heard about it.
Yes.
So I'm hoping it's in Florida.
Okay.
And I think it is.
You are right.
Oh.
It happened in Florida.
Yes. Okay. Makes me feel better.
But the actual story brings up more questions than answers.
Like, oh, no.
How did you force them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours?
Right. Was it like an old folks' home?
Yeah. Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Nobody gets out alive until we've gone through an entire game.
And they're like, well, we don't have much longer to live anyway.
Did
so.
They make it a tournament where they had to play each other and only the person who wins gets to leave?
Yeah. Harvey gets to leave. He got a four of a kind. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's not quite the weekend yet, but almost. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Sometimes things are really good. You just need a little reminder. Here's TikTok Meemaw.
There was a time when you were chasing the very things that you have right now. The place you're standing in, the people beside you. Once all of this felt totally out of reach. But here's the problem. Once you catch what you wanted, sometimes you barely stop to notice it. You rush right past it, already chasing the next thing. Like none of this counts. So stop for once. Just stop. Take more than a minute and look around. The version of you from years ago would be so damn proud of where you're sitting today. You've come too far not to notice how far you've come.
Wow.
I think we all needed to hear
wise
that
advice
today.
From TikTok Meemaw.
That was great.
A little perspective.
I love that.
Yep.
Absolutely. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Jim, you had to be your wife's Uber driver yesterday.
Yeah. She had to go get a scope done,
ooh.
You know, like, which is just no fun at all
no.
getting ready for that.
Right.
So I had to be there. They make you be there to drive them home because they're still under anesthesia.
Yeah. Safety first.
They call me back to the kind of recovery room. Like, oh, okay, your wife is ready. And I go back and there's like, they have a whole bunch of people in beds recovering from the procedure.
Sure.
And they've got like curtains between each bed area. And so Jen was doing great. And you could hear in the background just this sound. I'm like, oh, is that your heart rate? She's like, yeah. I'm trying to slow it down with my mind. And then there's a guy behind the curtain from like the next thing over in another hospital bed. He's like, I tried to do that too. They're all
this
a little.
This must be the after effects of the anesthesia.
Just a little loopy. They're doing like mind control over their heart rate.
They wake up and they're like, you know, yoga experts and they can do that.
Yeah. He's like, I think I can make it slower. I can slow my heartbeat. My wife's like, I'm trying to do it too. And then they start having a contest. Mine's going slower than yours.
Oh, my God.
My wife's like, I wish it was going slow like it was in my 20s. And then I'm doing better than you.
Oh, wow.
As I told my wife, I said, what if I just like whisper him to him that there's a fire and just make his heart rate go like through the roof, you know? She's like, shut up.
That's hilarious. Because you said yesterday that you didn't think she was going to say anything funny.
Right.
She's a buttoned up tight person.
Yes.
And usually she's very like guarded, even, you know, with in that kind of a situation. But yeah, her competitive self.
Yes.
And like,
welcome to a contest.
Yeah. And the guy right next to her was the same way. They were both socially lubricated by anesthesia.
Have you seen the video? There's one passed around where the woman is calling in sick to work, and she's there in her kitchen pushing the button on the microwave, just going boop.
Oh, pretending she's actually
in the emergency
heart
room right now.
That's so smart.
So, what do we got going on the rest of the day, guys?
My granddaughter Charlie has a softball game tonight at 5:30.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it's you know, starting to cool off. Still really hot, but you know, it'll be fun. The Sugar Rush taking on all comers.
I love that.
It's a really fun team. It's a good time.
That's good.
I've got a boring day, but I'm welcoming that because I had a long day yesterday. So, yeah, we have a meeting with our financial advisor. I love talking about that stuff.
Yeah. Realize how broke you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a fancy night tonight, Gina.
Yeah. So I have a not fancy day. I have a ton of meetings. I have to go grocery shopping, clean out my car. And then tonight my husband and I are going to rock the Cradle, which is a fundraising dinner event thing. Something that we should not be allowed to go to.
It's fancy.
It's fancy.
It is fancy.
But it's to support the new moms and babies at Ascension St. Thomas. And then there's a Tim McGraw concert that we may or may not go to after.
Okay. Depends on how late it goes. Is that
Yeah.
Well, at least you get to dress up and eat fancy food.
Yeah. We'll pretend we're, you know, with the one percenters for a night.
There you go.